RNZ Pacific. Kia ora ana, I'm Moira Tuile Ebe Taylor with the news. In Tonga, Prime Minister Huakava Mailiku and members of his cabinet have sought an audience with the king on the island of Niafo'o, according to Matangi Tonga Online. Huakava Mailiku had told Parliament earlier in the week that he would meet with the king to resolve a dispute over ministerial appointments. Samoa's electoral laws have been amended, giving citizens the right to register to vote from overseas. There were concerns the amendment would result in Samoa's diaspora influencing general elections, as the diaspora number outnumber the local population. Samoa's electoral commissioner, Tui Felolo John Stanley, told RNZ Pacific, voters need to be citizens and have resided in the country in order to be eligible to vote.
There are requirements under the law, qualifications for you to be registered. And the qualification is to be a Samoan citizen, you're 21 years and over, and thirdly, you have resided in Samoa. So if you haven't resided in Samoa, you cannot register for the next general elections.
A United Nations Children's Fund spokesperson says thousands of people impacted by drought in the Federated States of Micronesia are in desperate need of food. Yap, Chukponpe and Kosrae have all been experiencing drier than normal weather since December, with the US National Weather Service predicting things are likely to worsen under current El Nino conditions. UNFSM Field Office Chief Cromwell Bagareza says 40% of the estimated 16,000 people affected are children.
Many families are struggling to provide adequate nutrition to their children because agriculture is also affected. In the reports that we receive, a lot of those taro patches are ruined by the drought.
Talks are underway between representatives of tribes involved in what has been described as the largest massacre in recent history in Papua New Guinea. More than 70 people have been killed by warring factions in Enga province in the last couple of weeks. The national newspaper reports that the meeting held at the Hilton Hotel in Port Moresby is centred around ceasefire and peace talks. The meeting started on Friday local time, but talks are expected to last days. 15 tribes and 19 communities are involved. In world news, an internal UN report seen by the BBC has described widespread abuse of Palestinians who were captured and interrogated at makeshift Israeli detention centres during the ongoing war in Gaza. The draft document, compiled by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, includes detailed testimony from detainees who describe an extensive range of ill treatment. They include being stripped and beaten, being forced into cages and attacked by dogs. It says both men and women reported threats and incidents of sexual violence and harassment, including inappropriate touching of women and beatings to men's genitals. In a statement, the Israeli Defense Forces rejected specific allegations, including the denial of access to water, medical care and bedding. It accused Hamas of the systemic use of rape as a weapon of war. The head of the European Commission has said a new maritime humanitarian corridor for delivering humanitarian aid between Cyprus and Gaza will begin operating soon. On a visit to Cyprus, Ms. von der Leyen said she hoped the initiative would start by tomorrow. She stressed the urgency of delivering significant additional aid, saying innocent people in Gaza were facing a humanitarian catastrophe.
We know the difficulties faced at the land borders in Gaza, be it through the Rafah border crossing or through the Jordan Road corridor. And that is why today announced our intent to open the maritime corridor to deliver much-needed additional amounts of humanitarian assistance by sea.
Ursula von der Leyen says as conditions in Gaza have become increasingly dire, the US and other nations have resorted to dropping aid in by air. A friend of the late Speaker of the House, Jonathan Hunt, says she hopes he's remembered for his reforms to broadcasting. The former Housing, Tourism and Broadcasting Minister died yesterday aged 85. As Broadcasting Minister, he oversaw the introduction of New Zealand's TV3. Former Labour MP Judith Tizard says he was a great advocate for public media.
Particularly in the Radio New Zealand national program and the concert program, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra used to be managed through broadcasting, and that was of course separated out, and that again was Jonathan's initiative.
Judith Tizard says he also campaigned for years to allow adoptees to access their birth information. Six couples in Japan are suing the government for the right to keep their own last names after marriage. The case has been filed to mark International Women's Day. The BBC's Celia Hatton reports.
Under laws first introduced in the 19th century, couples in Japan must choose a single last name after marriage. 95% of the time, they choose the man's. Those who want it changed say it penalizes women. The plaintiffs in Friday's court challenge argue that the law forces couples to choose between two extremes, with one partner losing their established name and changing many official documents or remaining unwed. Those in favor of the law say it unites families.
The stage is set for Pacifica to celebrate their cultural identity at Auckland's Pacifica Festival this weekend. 11 countries will be represented with a range of cultural performances, traditional arts and crafts and local delicacies on offer. Event manager Jeb Sarvali says it's a show not to be missed.
You can expect to see the colours, the sights, the smells and the sounds of Pacifica on display for all at this festival. So it's an amazing time to showcase and be proud of our culture and showcase it to the world.
The free family event kicks off this morning at Western Springs. And to sport, Fiji men's sevens coach Ben Gollings has been given the boot. The Fiji Rugby Union has confirmed Gollings will be replaced with captain Osea Kolinisau. FRU board chair Peter Maisie told the media Gollings was told in a meeting on Thursday. Gollings, who was a star player for England, has failed to gain a win for Fiji in any tournament of the World Rugby Sevens series. Calls for his sacking increased as time went on. Even Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka spoke out, asking the Fiji Rugby Union to take action. Former All Blacks winger Julian Savea scored his 61st Super Rugby try during Moana Pacifica's 23-29 defeat by the Melbourne Rebels in Hamilton last night to become the leading try scorer in the competition's history. The 33-year-old had shared the record on 60 with former New South Wales fullback Israel Folau. And the Otago Highlanders won a 23-21 thriller against the Waratahs in Sydney last night. The Warriors came up short in a 16-12 NRL Round 1 loss to the Sharks at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland last night in front of 24,000 fans. Australia will resume day two of the second cricket test in a strong position after ripping through New Zealand's batting lineup on the opening day in Christchurch. After being sent in to bat, the Black Caps are all out for 162 just before tea. In reply, Australia were 124 for 4 at stumps. And the Wellington Phoenix women had a 3-1 win over Perth Glory in their A-League football match in Perth last night. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head over to our website, rnzi.com.